from ancient times our home. The seven seas we'd roam, asking nothing more than life. Then man came to reap a prize not his to keep. Our lives are harvest in his hands. Because man's greed is great, his law has sealed our fate. Will no one cry, is this the end?
Down,
oh, man with your spear.
Down,
Richard Quinn there, welcoming you back to part two of this week's Radio Resistance with The Last Leviathan. Now, this last week saw Extinction Rebellion have a week of action in Edinburgh, centred on a camp outside the Scottish Parliament building, which had been set up by activists on Sunday. And the week of action kicked off on Monday, when activists blocked traffic in Edinburgh, causing disruption to businesses. Five activists glued themselves to the road as part of the action. Earlier that day, some 200 people marched from Edinburgh Castle down the main Royal Mile Street to the Scottish Parliament building in Holyrood. Then, on Tuesday morning, activists glued themselves to the road outside the Scottish Parliament. But
Monday was the main day of events, as the Scottish Parliament was set to debate its climate change bill the next day. Central to the bill is making the Scottish economy carbon neutral by 2045. Extinction Rebellion has demanded this be brought forward to 2025.
Why? Because that's the only way we can implement the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's strong recommendation that global temperatures must not rise by more than 1.5 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels. And the As for the late dates for real action, like the 2045 date in Scotland, 2050 in UK as decided by Westminster, and literally no date in Derbyshire, they were based on not what's really needed to save our planet, but what's acceptable to the Tories and what could be sold to big business. As Extinction Rebellion activist Jim pointed out,
history shows us that governments only allow radical change when people rise up and demand it.
Too true. Meanwhile, big business, to whose interest governments really answer, have also been targeted in London.
The opening night of the Royal Opera House big screen season was overshadowed, on Tuesday of last week, by anger against its sponsor, oil giant BP. As the pre-event warm-up began, over 100 protesters emerged out of the audience, in London's Trafalgar Square, with banners, chanting, "Drop BP," and "Climate Justice." The protest, organized by Extinction Rebellion, was one of several recently to target BP's strategy, of using sponsorship of the arts to clean up its filthy image.
Now, as well as BP's contribution to climate chaos by irresponsibly marketing fossil fuels and their attempt at greenwash, the banners also referenced the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico back in the noughties. And as the Royal Opera House began its main event, the screening of the Romeo and Juliet ballet live, Extinction Rebellion's taste an alternative Petrolio and Fueliet tragedy. Staying in London, but going to Lewisham, which is in South East London.
Rebels in Lewisham blocked the main roads in the South East London borough on Friday of last week in protest at local air pollution. Protesters stopped traffic on three central arteries as part of the Let Lewisham Breathe campaign.
And in Bristol last week, Extinction Rebellion activists joined school strikers to perform a stunt against airport expansion. Namely, they created a huge Extinction symbol logo with their bodies on the South Downs after sharing a picnic. As for what's coming up locally, well, on Monday 8th of July, there's going to be a climate emergency motion debated at North East Derbyshire District Council. So there'll be a demo outside the council offices from 1:30 p.m. at Mill Lane in Wingerworth. And the council meeting itself's going to start at 2 p.m. Then, on 17th of July, a climate emergency is going to be debated by Chesterfield District Council. There'll be more info here on Radio Resistance as we get it. But now we're going to go back to the music and go back to Easter Monday, to Marble Arch, where Extinction Rebellion had their camp during the big protest down in London. And one of the bands who was playing at Marble Arch were Happy and the Lost Pieces, who were up next with I'm Strong Enough.
The first song is called Strong Enough, and it's about us together. We're all strong enough to change the world, to change the system together. Thank you. Mountain, forest, ocean, they're my inspiration. Life they are holding, animals of every nation. They say that after dark comes back, day comes.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to meetings, protests, entertainment, anything else of interest to socialists in Chesterfield area. Kicking off tomorrow, that's Sunday 23rd of June, there's the Yorkshire TUC Stand Up to Racism Regional Conference from 12 midday through till 5pm at the Theatre Deli, which is at 202 Air Street in Sheffield. Then on Thursday 27th of June, the Chesterfield Socialist Worker Forum will be on Germany 1919, Rosa Luxemburg and Revolution. This is from 7pm downstairs in Chesterfield Library. Enter by the cafe browser entrance on Beatwell Street, down the steps from the main entrance. And then in central London, from Thursday 5th of July through till Sunday 8th of July, it's Marxism 2019, the SWP's annual Festival of Resistance, with a whole host of speakers from across the UK and internationally, from trade unions, campaign groups, all sorts, plus entertainment in the evening. On Monday 8th of July, a climate emergency motion will be debated at North East Derbyshire District Council. There'll be a demo outside the council offices from 1:30pm at Mill Lane in Wingworth, before the council meeting itself kicks off from 2pm.
Wherever you are on the left, the red guard will tell you where it's at.
Yeah.
Yes, sound of the Eurythmics and Aretha Franklin. Sisters are doing it for themselves. Now, this week's Socialist Work reports how at this year's Pensioners' Parliament in Blackpool, it was rocked by news that the BBC is to end free TV licences for over 75s unless they qualify for pension credit. Now, whatever your views are on the TV licence fee, personally, I think it's a heavily regressive tax, and I think it should be scrapped and the BBC should be funded from income tax instead, which would be rather fairer. But whatever you think, the fact is that the cut of the free TV licences for over 75s is yet another attack on the welfare state and yet another attack on pensioners, with the winter fuel allowance and free travel passes also in the firing line. Now, on calling for a protest against the cut on Friday 21st of June, delegates to the Parliament said that pensioner groups will try and link up with student strikers and marchers over climate change on the same day. There are also calls for bus and train services to be brought back into public ownership and strong support for anti-racist messages. A group who've already been hammered by a rising pension age, masquerading as an equality reform, are women, who in response have formed the WASPI, or Women Against State Pension Inequality. Now, since US President Donald Stinky Trump is notorious for his rank sexism and misogyny, it's kind of appropriate that WASPI women were among the speakers at the June the 3rd rally against Trump here in Chesterfield.
It's one of the key issues that Donald Trump has been criticised quite rightly for, his disgraceful and sexist attitude towards women. So it's a great pleasure to introduce our next speaker, who's Tricia Clough from the WASPI organisation who campaigned in this country over the issue of state pensions for women. And Tricia wants to say a few words about why she stands up to Trump.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. One of my friends, one of my WASPI friends, lives in Southsea. Right. Her town has been in lockdown for about 2 weeks now. Not because of the preparations for the anniversary of the D-Day landings. No, it's been in lockdown because a certain Donald Trump will be there on Wednesday. So, while he gets a prime view, many of the locals have got to stay behind a specially built metal fence. So once again, a Trump wall is causing anger and controversy. Now, Mr. Trump takes great pleasure in offending, and he targets certain groups. Let's take women. He loves to use derogatory terms about women. When he used the word nasty about Hillary Clinton, a t-shirt design with the word nasty woman went viral. It's a term he's been using a lot quite lately too. He's used insult after insult, calling women fat pigs, dogs and bimbos. Trump has made it repeatedly clear that he values women according to their sex appeal and physical appearance. Women have been fighting against these sexist views for years. We thought it was on the way out. But we must never accept this viewpoint. We must never take it as the norm and say, it's only words, sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me. The consequences are too great. If a world leader cannot recognise discrimination and abuse against women, what chance is there that he will promote legislation to protect them? Trump may surround himself with powerful women to give the illusion that he's not sexist, but as soon as a woman challenges his authority, he punishes them in a very public way, usually referring to their appearance or their intelligence. Most of the things he says are not worthy of repeating here, so I'm not going to bother. Many people mistakenly believe that misogynists hate women. They don't. They can indeed love some women. What they hate are women who challenge them, especially outspoken women like me. Now, Donald Trump is the most high-profile person in America at the moment. His comments set the tone for national and worldwide discussions. So, is it really in our country's interest to invite such a disgrace to the UK for a state visit that's cost more than £18 million? Surely, that money would have been better spent helping our homeless off the streets, feeding our local children who are in poverty, saving our NHS, and on a personal note, sorting out women's pensions. I, for one, will not be welcoming Donald Trump here.
Thank you, Tricia. And just to say, Tricia also should be congratulated for just winning her election up in Bolsover a couple of weeks ago, newly elected councillor of Bolsover District Council. Taking that fighting spirit, I think, into the community, defending our communities and fighting for those services we need.
And now, going back to the music, with the sound of Steve O'Donoghue, live in Chesterfield, live in Dronfield, back in June 2018, June last year, A Blooming Row.
Man kicks me out of school, I gets myself a job, like a blooming fool, I works me socks off, night and day, and the government takes a bit of me pay. But I don't begrudge it, no, cos we has it still, they take care of me if I get ill. And when me working days is done, I'll have a bit of money and a little bit of fun. But if I knew then what I know now, there wouldn't half have been a blooming rat. Cos he told me if I was still alive, I'd get a state pension when I'm 65. Now 65, it came and went, and it tells me all of the money you spent on bailing out some bankers who've been acting like dicks. So I'm gonna have to work until I'm 66. But if I knew then what I know now, there wouldn't have been a blooming row. Cos he told me if I was still alive, I'd get a state pension when I'm 65. Well then we has this blooming war, and he tells me that I'd have to work some more, and all me dreams of retirement in Devon, well, they're gonna have to wait until I'm 67. But if I knew then what I know now, there wouldn't half have been a blooming rap. Cos he told me if I was still alive, I'd get a state pension when I'm 65. Well, though me health, it ain't that great, I'm still a bleeding worker, I'm 68. They must think me some kind of fool, cos the rich don't seem to pay no tax at all. But if I knew then what I know now, there wouldn't half have been a blooming row. Cos he told me if I was still alive, I get a state pension when I'm 65. Now my son said that I can't go far, cos I'm old and unreliable and shouldn't go too far. It's MOT is up in June, and both of us will need to be retiring soon. But if I knew then what I know now, there wouldn't have been a blooming row. Cos he told me if I was still alive, I'd get a state pension when I'm 65. Now my grandson said it should be fine, I'm bound to get me pension when I'm 69. He's a good lad, he don't like to moan, but he's living like a pauper on his student loan. And if I knew then
what I know now, there would never be a blooming row, cause he told me if I was still alive, I'd get a state pension when I'm 65. Getting on a bit odd. Well, they must think me some kind of bug. I'm 74 and still have to go to work. And down the factory where it's fun and games, who can only blooming move for orders in my friend. And if I knew then what I know now, there would not have been a blooming row, cause he told me if I was still alive, I'd get a state pension when I'm 65. Well, I never picks up me pension at all. At 93, I had a fatal fall.
Aww.
Some called me a hero, and others a disgrace, cause I fell trying to punch my boss in the face. But if I knew then what I know now, there would not have been a blooming row, cause they told me if I was still alive, I'd get a state pension when I'm 65.
This is Political Climate, your weather forecast for the coming week. Well, tonight, Saturday into tomorrow, Sunday, it's going to be mostly dry with clear spells. Minimum temperature 11 degrees. Tomorrow, Sunday, it's going to start off in the morning dry with sunny spells, but it's going to cloud up in the afternoon. And in the evening, we're going to start to see rain showers moving in. Maximum temperature 20 degrees. With a gentle breeze. Moving overnight into Monday morning, it gets worse. And stays worse. With thunder and lightning. Through all of the morning and into the afternoon. If, like me, you suffer from tenetophobia, sorry. On the bright side, the maximum temperature is going to be 22 degrees with a gentle breeze. Turning to just rain showers in the afternoon. Drying up overnight into Tuesday, minimum temperature 15 degrees. Tuesday looks set to be mostly dry, except for perhaps a bit of light rain in early afternoon, with some sunny spells in evening. Maximum temperature 21 degrees with a gentle breeze. Dropping down to 13 degrees overnight into Wednesday. Wednesday looks set to be mostly dry, a few sunny spells in evening. Maximum temperature 20 degrees with a moderate breeze. Dropping down to 11 degrees overnight into Thursday. Thursday looks set to be dry with sunny spells. Maximum 21 degrees with a moderate breeze. Dropping down to 12 degrees overnight into Friday. Friday again seems to be dry with sunny spells. Maximum 23 degrees, keeping that moderate breeze. So, to try to sum that all up. The early part of this coming week looks pretty grotty, to say the least. indeed with a weather warning for thunderstorms with heavy rain that may cause a bit of flooding in some low-lying areas, so forewarned is forearmed. But it is going to dry up later as the week goes on. Maximum temperatures in the low 20s, not bad to be fair for time of year. Slightly on the breezy side, but nothing too extreme. But remember, whatever the weather, revolutions have happened in the biting cold of Russia, right through to the burning heat of Egypt. So evolution can happen here. So we must be prepared for an upturn in class consciousness and class struggle. Just as we're prepared for a change in the weather. Town There of the Horriers, Truth and Justice. And now going back to last Saturday's Orgreave Rally, commemorating 35 years since the Battle of Orgreave. Well, who better to hear about the Orgreave Truth and Justice campaign than someone who was actually at Orgreave, namely John Dunn.
You look around, you can see this isn't a local campaign, this isn't a small campaign, this cuts across the whole country and our whole Labour and trade union movement. It resonates around here and beyond, even internationally. However, as soon as you hear our last speaker open his mouth and speak, you'll immediately recognise that he's from the Socialist Republic of Claycross in North East Derbyshire, where I'm very proud to be the prospective parliamentary candidate. So to speak on behalf of the Orgreave Truth and Justice campaign, I'm delighted to introduce Claycross Councillor Brent Rebel, ex-striking miner, and one of our committed Orgreave activists, our comrade John Dunn.
How do you follow all the speakers we've had today? It's like being somebody's eighth husband. You know what you've got to do, but you don't know how to make it different. But I want to thank you all for being here. I've got two announcements before I start. Some good news and some bad news. I'll start with the bad news. We did plan to have an after-rally party. Unfortunately, this morning, we had to cancel it. We heard that Chucker and Moona has got fed up with the Lib Dems and was looking for another party. And now for the good news, comrades. Margaret Thatcher's dead and we're still here. And it's important that we remember that, because the whole aim of taking on our union was to destroy, not just to emasculate the trade union movement, but to destroy it. We weren't supposed to be here. The fact that we are shows that we cannot be defeated. 35 years on from the greatest struggle that we've seen in living history, something of which I'm proud to have been part of, we have the government scared of us. Why do you think they've refused an inquiry? Why do you think Amber Rudd stood up on, of all days, Halloween, and raised the ghouls of Thatcher's period and said there'll be no public inquiry? They are afraid not just of exposing what happened here 35 years ago this coming Tuesday. They're afraid of shining a light on the state-orchestrated attack for a whole year upon my union, the NUM. Why do you think the papers are locked away till 2066? They're hoping we'll not be around. Well, I've got news for them. I've started a healthy eating campaign. I'm thinking of cutting down on my drinking. Because on my 114th birthday, I'm looking forward to finding out everything that happened for that whole year. And let's never forget, Orgreave is only the very visible tip of a massive iceberg. Our communities had mini Orgreave police riots almost every day for 12 months. We had police seizures, rings of steel around motorway junction. The government cannot allow it out. Why, they were prepared to plan in such meticulous detail. And now we have the comedy half hour known as the Tory leadership campaign. But it's been interesting, because we've found the real reason why there were 6,000 police here on that day. The Tories have heard we were trying to shutter Colt Works. But they thought it belonged to Pablo Escobar. When they found out you couldn't put it up your nose, that's why we've got this housing estate here now. So let's carry on the fight, comrades. The fact that a government was so afraid of one union 35 years ago proves that, as other people have said from this soapbox today, that they are afraid of the united working class. We have people here, the Shrewsbury campaigners, who in the 70s, their leaders were jailed. One of them died as a result of his treatment. We've got the blacklist lads who were denied the right, and lasses, by the way, who were denied the right to even feed their families. It's not blacklisting, it's starvation. All those people wanted was to go to work and not die. For that, they were denied job opportunities. And it's great that we have linked up with all these campaigns. There are women here where the police formed illicit relationships with secret names taken from dead people. They're all here, they're all fighting alongside us. And let's face it, comrades, they've always been afraid of us. Our forefathers were sent to Australia for organizing against the system. People were killed at Peterloo, and we celebrate, if that's the word, the anniversary of that massacre. They have always been afraid of us. I saw a report recently, 8 billionaires own almost a half of the world's wealth. 8 people. Comrades, we've had a few hundred here today. We could take them tomorrow. So that's the message, comrades. The fight goes on. We've now got an opportunity I never thought I would see in my lifetime. We've got a socialist leading the Labour Party. I've been a Labour Party member for 48 years. Far for the last time when I spoke in this area, when I bumped into a character called Owen Smith and found myself expelled from the Labour Party for talking to him politely. But, as I say, we've got a socialist leader. We've still got scabs in our movement, and we have to call them that. Just like we had scabs in our dispute, we've got scabs in our own ranks trying to undermine Jeremy Corbyn. Why? Because they see themselves as representatives of the system, not as representatives of a future socialist society. So, comrades, because of what happened 35 years ago, and I can never forget my criminal conviction, along with 11,000 others, the fact that over 1,000 of us lost our jobs, the fact that 2 of our pickets were murdered on the picket line. So, comrades, I want that inquiry. I want to expose what's happened. But I want to go one bit further. I want revenge on the people that did that to us and our communities. And, comrades, the best way to get that revenge is to abolish this rotten system. Let's not elect the Labour government solely for that purpose. Let's elect a Labour government as one more step on the road to socialism. Solidarity, comrades.
John Dunn there at last Saturday's All Grieve demo and rally in Sheffield. Going back to the music now, but staying with the miners' strike, this is a track that was released back in 1984 to raise funds for the striking miners. Sound of the Enemy Within. Strike.
Strike! and a woman and two kids.
Sound there of The Enemy Within, Strike. Well, that's about all we've got time for this week here at Radio Resistance, so over to you. If you'd like to comment on Radio Resistance, if you'd like to comment on what's happening in the news, in the world of politics, if you'd like to send us a report of a meeting you've been to, of a strike you've been on, of a demo you've been on, maybe you'd like to request a song, dedicate a song to a friend, suggest some music we should be playing, well, you can contact us by the following means. You can email us at studio@radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's studio@radioresistancechesterfield.com. Or you can contact us by Facebook. Just follow the link from our website, which is at resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. That's resistancechesterfield.radio.fm or www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. Like I say, that's about all we've got time for, so hope to catch you again the same time next week, if I don't see you tomorrow in Sheffield at the Stand Up to Racism Regional Conference, or catch you at some time during the week. Anyway, before I sign off, there was a really good Doing Matlock on Friday night for Stand Up to Racism to raise funds for the refugees. It's a shame that one of the advertised bands, namely Acorn Roots, couldn't come along and play because of a bereavement by one of their members. Condolences to all involved. But I'm going to, anyway, sign off with a track by Acorn Roots, namely their rendition of the Bad Manners song, Special Brew. Thank you. Catch you again next week.
Resistance Chesterfield.